listening to
Sounds Around Town.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
First of all, I'd like to wish you all a happy new year. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing how to purchase that new gear you want without going into debt. The latest fad going on is
90 days, same as cash. Or don't pay nothing till next year and get the gear you want today.
Total ripoff.
When you're lusting over some piece of gear that you just have to have, you should establish a purchasing guideline for making decisions on what gear you need. You should ask yourself, when do I plan to buy this piece of gear? What will I use it for? And how will I recoup my cost? You should ask questions of people who are successful at what you do and research before you buy. And here's a reason why. According to Dave Ramsey, a talk show host and author of The Total Money Makeover, 88% of people who buy things using the 90 days same as cash end up not paying for it on time. And the kicker is, when you don't pay on time, they charge you back the interest to the day of purchase. And the percentage rate is enormous, anywhere from 28 to 38%. If you don't have the money to pay for it cash at the time of the sale, then you're better off passing on it, saving your money, and, you know, trying to work out a deal at the store when you do have the cash. And just because you see your favorite rock star in a magazine using some sort of amp or effects pedal doesn't mean you have to run out and get it right away. You should do your research. And just because you read in a magazine, oh, this is the latest piece of gear, you must remember they're getting paid by these people to include this ad in their magazine. So they're going to say good things about it. So it's a good thing to get on some website like Harmony Central and see what everyday people like you and I are saying about this latest product. That way you have more of an unbiased opinion from somebody who's not necessarily going to benefit from you purchasing that item. When I'm lusting over some piece of gear, I do my homework. And here's what I do. I go to the store. I listen to the effect or the guitar or the amplifier that I want. I try it out for several days, sometimes weeks, before I make my decision. Yeah, this is the right thing that I want. I'm going to buy this. Okay. And then I start setting aside about 10% of what I make with music or in the studio or whatnot to purchase this item that I just must have. I talk to the salesman and ask him, what's the best price you can give me this particular item for? I'm looking to purchase it in the next week or so. Ask him to give you his business card. Write the name of the effect or whatever it is that you're purchasing on the back. Write the guy's name and write the amount that he's quoting you. If the salesman tells you he can't go down on the price, he's lying. Okay? What you do then is ask to speak to a manager the day you come back to purchase the item. And you'll see that the manager will go down on the price. He's got a monthly sales quota he must meet, and so, you know, he'll make the smart choice and give you a break. But here's how I kick them in the teeth. What I do is I go to several stores and do the same thing. See who gives me the best price. Then I put them to fight against each other. I also check online, as many of the larger retail stores will meet or beat the price. So I do that, and then I come in, talk to the manager and say, hey, you know, well, so-and-so at this music store is going to sell me this for this price and see if he'll go down by another 10%. And what they'll do is call the store, ask for that salesperson or manager, and see if they are really going to sell you that item for that price. And then, you know, being the smart person that they are, will either give you a better deal or lose the sale. And we know darn well they don't want to lose a sale. Now, getting back to, do you really need this piece of gear? I don't know about you, but I'm not made of money. and I can't afford to have a piece of gear just sitting around collecting dust. I therefore make a careful consideration on what I'm going to use this piece of gear for. Am I going to use it for gigging? Am I going to gig, you know, 5 or 6 times a week? I mean, those are all considerations that you need to make before making a purchase that is considerable. You know, unless you're independently wealthy, I mean, I don't see, you know, the reason to just go out and buy something just to turn around and sell it later and probably end up losing money on it. By the way, that's another route you can go. Check your local paper. There's always people selling musical gear. Or you can check eBay, and you could save some cash that way. Just be careful. I mean, they do charge for shipping and things of that nature. So make sure that the price that you're paying for, including shipping, is less than what you can get it for in town. And remember that cash is king. You can make deals when you have cash, because people really want it. Cash now is always better than hopefully getting cash in the future with some interest. Listeners who responded to which amplifier they liked last month turned out to be a tie. So we need more people to get involved in responding to which amplifier they preferred so we'll know the truth. What's better, tube or solid state? Come on, people, now get involved. I hope this podcast has been informative for you and that you've learned that cash is definitely king.
And you save loads of cash on your next purchase of gear.
Until next time, you're listening to
Sounds Around Town.
If you're an artist or band and would like to have your music featured on Sounds Around Town, please send us a link to where we can download your music and we'll play it on our next episode.